We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I going to do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital, here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, and of course at YouTube on the South Point Studios streaming network. Hope you're visiting us on the YouTube. Just go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios in the search bar, get to the page, click Race Day, and you are here with us, watching us and listening to us, and of course, if you haven't subscribed already, subscribe, for goodness sakes, it's free, and then you can get in the chat box. And boy, they're chatting away on the chat box this morning. A lot of congratulations for Jonathan Ardoon. I'll explain that in a minute. But in any case, we welcome you if you do watch us through the platform of YouTube. But of course, we have all these other platforms that we deliver this race day to you each and every day, like our local radio stations here in town, in case you're zipping around town early in the morning. Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. They'll have the play-by-play today of the L.A. Rams game in the NFL. Of course, they have the USC football game exclusive play-by-play as well here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, with the apps. You can get at your app store for the KSHP so you can hear us, and the YouTube that you can see and hear us on your iPhones, Androids, or Googles now. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show. Interesting day of racing yesterday. A couple of bombs here and there throughout the cards produced some carryovers for today. So it's going to be real interesting. Churchill Downs in the Claiming Crown, the last five races in the Claiming Crown, nobody had the pick five, which means we've got a big pick five carryover in the last five races in the pick five today at Churchill Downs. And since Jonathan Ardoon was so successful with going over the race-by-race analysis of the Claiming Crown yesterday at Churchill Downs, knocking off the first three Claiming Crown races, and a big congratulations going on the internet chat box right now, we're going to have Jonathan and myself go over the last five races at Churchill Downs today with that big carryover in the pick five. So that'll be a little bit of a treat today. Anyhow, pick five carryover at Churchill. Tyler Gaffalione that suffered he was in a spill, I believe, in the third race yesterday, just before the Claiming Crown started yesterday at Churchill Downs. He took off the rest of his mounts, so he had no mounts in the Claiming Crown races, and it seems that he's a little bit body sore this morning. I don't think he's will be riding today either. He may be off all his mounts today as well. Mr. Gaffalione, Tyler Gaffalione, but he's okay. It's not any broken bones or anything, just sore. Anyhow, this is starts a big weekend, a big 3-day weekend at Zia Park in New Mexico. Now, of course, we don't have a Monday or Tuesday show, but today at Zia Park, there's the Quarter Horse Showcase, seven stakes races totaling purses of $1.3 million. That happens today at Zia Park. Tomorrow, Monday at Zia Park, another $1.3 million worth of stakes purses over eight races is the New Mexico Classic Cup Day for Thoroughbreds. That's tomorrow. And then on Tuesday, another $1.1 million worth of stakes races, seven stakes races over Monday that will be highlighted by the Zia Park Derby. So all 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Tuesday, the purse values for the stakes races there at Zia Park will exceed $1 million each and every one of those days. So keep that in mind on a little bit of an off day if you want to kind of get into a little horse racing. Zia Park might be the place to go. They're having the big races there for the next three days. That is not tomorrow. That starts next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I take that back. Monday, the 25th of November, starting on Sunday, the 24th of November, which is 1 week from today. So I do apologize for that. Wanting to get to see the Zia Park races. But what I just told you, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, not of this week, but the following week, the 24th, 25th, and 26th, will be those races. Wanted to correct myself there. As far as the weather is concerned, it's cold out here. 39 degrees in the parking lot right now. We're only going to get up to 60 degrees today here in Las Vegas. So it is definitely getting into the winter weather here in Vegas. As you can tell, I'm wearing my sweaters again to keep warm. Around the country, Miami's a beautiful 80 degrees. New York City, 67. Actually, New York City is going to be warmer than it is here in Las Vegas today. Chicago, 61. And you got Los Angeles at 70 degrees down there at Del Mar. And Phoenix, Arizona, 71 degrees. We're going to get a lot of activity as far as rain and snow is concerned in the great Northwest. We're talking about Washington and Oregon and Idaho and right up in there. It's going to be some snow going on there. But for the rest of the country, up and down the Pacific Coast, as far as California is concerned, at Del Mar, the weather's going to be fine. Florida is clean as a bell. Up and down the East Coast is clean as a bell as well. They got a high pressure system going on over the East Coast, and especially over Kentucky, where Churchill Downs is today, looks like the weather will be great there as well for the carryover in the late pick five. And today we have on our show Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J. Looking at Churchill Downs yesterday in the Claiming Crown races. The first of the Claiming Crown races was the fourth on the card. It was the Iron Horse. The winner there was King of Hollywood. Remember, Jonathan said he liked that horse. That horse got there, paid $30.14 to win. You know, they pay down to the penny there. And another horse that he liked, he said you should put it in an exacta box. That horse, Freedom Road, ran second. So the $2 Jonathan Ardoon Exacta box on the show paid $77.58, to be exact, $77.58. Fighter Town finished third in that one. Then we go to the Tierra. The winner there was Ghostly Gal, who got up in the final jumps to beat the big favorite in that race. Jonathan Ardoon said again, if you want to try to beat the favorite in that race, he liked Ghostly Gal. That horse got there and paid $10.30 for Wayne Catalano. And the Exacta with the favorite, who ran second, Dana's Beauty, running second in the race. Bloomin' Bell was third. The Exacta there paid $18.90. And then the sixth race, the Reddy's Rocket Express at 6 furlongs, won by Concrete Glory. Jonathan said that looked like a favorite that couldn't be beat. It wasn't. It won. Concrete Glory for Safi Joseph Jr. paid $4.46 to win in that one. So Jonathan completes the early pick three there. And one of our chat box folks, James, said he had it. And that that thing paid $163 for the pick three there. So congratulations to Jonathan. His three official picks. Yes, go ahead and laugh, Jonathan. I can see him off screen. His three official picks, Churchill and Del Mar and Aqueduct, didn't hit. But his race over race analogy at the Claiming Crown got us out for sure. We continue. The Glass Slipper, won by Jubilant Joni. That was the favorite, paying $5.74. That one ran the entire stretch to wear down Majestic Oops, who finished second, and Mizuku, who finished third. That winner, Jubilant Joni, was trained by Jeff Mullins. If you remember yesterday on the show, John Lindo said, this is the only horse from the West Coast that went out there to compete in the Claiming Crown. Jeff Mullins' horse got the win there in the Glass Slipper, and again, the only West Coast runner in the Claiming Crown yesterday got the job done. And finishing third in the race was Mizuku. Again, $5.74 was the win there for Jubilant Joni. In the Canterbury, Voodoo Zip upset the apple cart with a big win in the 5.5 furlong turf race. It was a cavalry charge through the stretch, but Voodoo Zip zipped through and got the job done with Frank Arrieta aboard for Juan Cano. That horse paid $69.52 to win, outrunning Spicy Spycraft and Spankster. The early pick five, those pick five races in those first five Claiming Crown races, $26,004.12 for the 50 cents there. Then we go on to the Rapid Transit. Winner there was Lake Assault Shaker, between horses and getting up to win for Chris Amy, paying $28.64. The horse was trained by his wife, Brittany Vandenberg. So Amy and Vandenberg, husband and wife, got the victory there in the Rapid Transit. Finishing second in the race was Keen Cat, and Anti-Gravity finished third. Then we get to the big event, the Jewel, and the winner there was Laughing Boy through a disqualification. First under the wire was Surface to Air, but Surface to Air impeded another horse in mid-stretch. And after a lengthy inquiry and objection, the horse was disqualified from first and placed fourth. The official order of finish, number 9, Laughing Boy, placed first through the disqualification. Theoretically, he went wire to wire in the race because he led all the way. Laughing Boy for David Jacobson and Sammy Camacho paid $23.02 to win. Placed second in the race was Hurry Hurry, who closed from way out of it to finish officially finished third, but placed second through the disqualification. And Willika finished was placed third, and the first place finisher, the disqualified horse, Surface to Air, was placed disqualified and placed fourth for the interference there in the Jewel, winning the Jewel through a disqualification, Laughing Boy. And then finally, in the Emerald, the last race on the card, Echo Lane wins for Louis Saez and Rohan Crichton, paying $27.04, outrunning Sigoy and Harrow, who finished third in the race. Big prices all the way across in the late races. Now, the late pick four, just the pick four, late pick four paid $76,422.08. Nobody had the pick five. That will create a carryover of $251,778 today. in the last five races at Churchill, 4 out of 5 in the pick five, paid $978.20. Pick six, $120,219.41. Big balloon prices all over the place yesterday at Churchill Downs for the claiming crown. At Aqueduct yesterday, listen to these prices now. $17.80, $4.90, $7.40, and then you had $6.80 and $14.60. That was the early pick five at Aqueduct yesterday. Take out the $17.80 winner. The early pick four with the next four races in a row paid $178.25. With the $17.80 winner in the first race at Aqueduct, that pick five with those other four that was in the pick four, that pick five paid $2,643, a difference of $2,464 by virtue of a $17.80 winner in the first race at Aqueduct. The notebook stakes was won by Shoot It True, Frankie DeTore for Wesley Ward, paying $7.40, outrunning Kenny B and Soon to Be King, finishing third in that one. The other stakes race of the day, the Central Park for two-year-olds on the inner turf course, won by Jack and Jim. $6.50 there for Graham Motion. Manny Franco's second win of the day, outrunning Smooth Breeze and Early Adopter, who finished third in the race. Dylan Davis was the riding star of the day. He won three races. The first race winner, that $17.80 winner, Dylan Davis aboard. He also won a $14.60 winner in the fifth race for Chad Brown, and then won the eighth race aboard the favorite Autumn that paid $3.70. Dylan Davis, three on the card yesterday at Aqueduct. That pick four paid $44,690 yesterday. Woodbine. Oh, man, Marty Drexler had a big day. He won, that trainer won the first, the third, and the eighth races on the card, but he didn't get any of the stakes races. Mark Cassie won two races on the card, with Savan Savici riding both of those winners. Savan Savici wound up winning four races on the card, but none of those guys got to win the stakes races. In the Autumn Stakes, the winner was Wicked Django, with Kaveh Nichols aboard, $50.40, big favorite there for trainer Rodney Barrow. Finishing second was Drayden's Row, and finishing third was Stanley House. And in the Kennedy Road, big, big, big favorite there, Patches O'Houlihan got nailed in the final jumps with a horse called No Balls. No Balls was there, won the Kennedy Road. E.T. Baird aboard for Larry Ravelli, paying $8.40, outrunning Patches O'Houlihan, who finished second, and War Bomber, who finished third. But the big price, the bomber price, came in the last race at Woodbine. The winner, Prince of Thieves, paid $160.50. Now remember, this was the mandatory super high five payoff yesterday. It had to go. So you have a 79-1 shot winning it, a 20-1 shot finishing second, 3-1 shot finished fourth, a 21-1 shot finished, 3-1 finished third, a 21-1 shot finished fourth, and a 15-1 shot finished fifth. Those were the prices on the first five in the Super High Five. Super High Five pool exceeded $1.9 million at the end. Nobody had it, but here's how they paid off. They paid off, the numbers were 1, 11, 6, 5, and then all in the fifth spot. The 20-cent super high five with the mandatory payoff yesterday at Woodbine paid $130,653.35 for the 20-cent payoff. There was a dollar payoff in the race as well. That paid $653,266.75. A bomber in the last at Woodbine for the super high five mandatory. And finally, at Del Mar, yesterday, it was really entertaining. The first race winner yesterday and the Ohm of the Brave. That was Jerry J's Power Page play in that race. So the Ohm of the Brave won for trainer Steve Knapp, paid $5.40. Jerry's Link Ups finished second, third, and fourth. So the Link Ups paid $9.70 for the Exacta, the Trifecta, $13.80 for 50 cents. and the 10-cent super paid $14.75. But you got to listen to the replay of this race. The track announcer there got really, you know, kind of cute in his call of the race. He sang the final call, and the Om of the Brave is what he said in the call. You gotta listen to it. It's really entertaining for sure. Second race was the Desi Arnaz for two-year-old fillies. We were talking about how Bob Baffert had four in the race of the five filly field. Only Tim Yachtin had the other horse in the race. Well, Baffert scratched one of his horses, but he still didn't win the race. Yachtin won it. He beat Baffert with Practical Dream. Antonio Frisou aboard paying $10.60, outrunning Silent Law and Ma Wu, who finished third in the race. And in the ensuing races, Antonio Frisou got his second win of the day in the fourth at a $7 winner for Mark Glatt. In the fifth race, Rich Ang came with a winner for the show. Central Dispatch 1 paid $7.60 for John Sadler. Steve Knapp got his second win of the day in the sixth race with This Key as Whiskey in a Teacup. Whiskey in a Teacup paid $16 even for Adrian Escobedo. And in the other stakes races, well, there weren't any other stakes races, but Armando Ayuso won the last two races on the card, a $12 winner in the eighth race, and a $22.80 winner in the last race on the turf for Phil D'Amato. Pick five, last pick five, paid $7,505.85 at Del Mar. All right, that was what happened yesterday. Crazy kind of results yesterday, but we want to thank Jonathan Tardoon for going over the race section on the show and the Claiming Crown, and we're putting him back to work today for the late pick five there at Churchill. So without any further ado, Jonathan Tardoon, we've got Rich Ang, we got John Lindo. Rich, you'll be along with an NFL pick as well. John Lindo is as well, and Jerry Jackowitz. So we've got to get started on this Sunday show. So we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, your racing menu, and then off with the handicappers. Come on board at YouTube, at the South Point Studio Streaming, and start chatting with the chatters. They're chatting away here, giving out horses, too. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. I guess it's time to get your racing menu for today on this Sunday. And we begin by reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. Just in case you're coming out here to the South Point and joining us in the race book today, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books. We are in the Pacific time zone. For those of you listening on the many, many platforms that we have around many, many different time zones, adjust to the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We'll start with the menu, and we start off with Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. First post time is 9:10. Feature race today, a couple of them. We got the Key Sense Stakes. That's the sixth on the card. Two-year-old fillies going six furlongs, nine in the race before any scratches. The rail horse with the Angels is the 3-5 favorite with Jose Ortiz aboard. A couple of races later, the eighth race will be the Teppan Stakes for two-year-old fillies at a mile on the inner turf. This season, overflow field of 13. There'll be some scratches in the race for main track only. But nevertheless, in the race. The favorite at 5-2 is Isle of Capri with Frankie Dettori. The first post time at Aqueduct today, 9:10. First post at Aqueduct today. All right, Gulfstream Park has 11 races. Their first post time is at 9:20 at Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a carryover in the Pick 6 jackpot of $141,316. That's the Pick 6 jackpot carryover today at Gulfstream Park. First post time is at 9:20. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has 9 races today, and their first post time with a small Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $8,899 is set at 9:25 at Laurel today. Following that comes Churchill Downs. That's the biggie. Churchill Downs today. Carryover in the pick five, the late pick five carryover. $251,779, 9 races at Churchill. First post time is 10 a.m. The late pick five has a post time set for 11:57 a.m. Pacific time. We'll get into that with Jonathan Ardoon in just a moment. We move on. Woodbine has 12 races today. Two stakes races, the Ask Bridges Bay Stakes, I should say. That's the 10th on the card for three-year-old fillies, a field of seven, and Hurricane Claire is the 6-5 favorite with the hot-riding Sahan Savici aboard. And then the 11th race is the Lake Ontario at 1 16 for three-year-olds, a field of seven there. 2-1 favorite in this one is No More Options, and the first post time at Woodbine is 10:10. A couple of carryovers there. Woodbine has a pick six jackpot carryover, $34,124. And they say they have a super high five jackpot carryover, $137,621. We'll wait and see about that. But the first post time at Woodbine is at 10:10. Next comes Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf. 9 races today. Feature races, the Bob Hope Stakes. Grade 3, 7 furlongs for two-year-olds. 8th race on the card, 6 go to the post. Yep, Bob Baffert's got horses in there again. And the 8-5 favorite is Bullard. The second choice at 9-5 is Kalia Bay. That in the 6-horse, the 6-2-year-old field in the Bob Hope, the 8th race on the card. 9th race, 9 races overall. First post time is at 12:30. Del Mar has a pick 6 carryover today. They didn't hit it yesterday. Pick 6 carryover at Del Mar, $47,965. Okay, that's at Del Mar today. First post time is at 12:30. Pleasanton has 8 races today. Pleasanton Racetracks, first post time is set at 12:45. Pick five, make it a super high 5 carryover there at Pleasanton, $24,372. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $10,634. First post time at Pleasanton set at 12:45. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. 9 races, 2 thoroughbreds, 3 mixed breed, 4 quarter horse races. The last 2 of the quarter horse races are trials for 3-year-olds at 400, 3-year-olds and up, I should say, at 400 yards. And you know what happens on Sundays at the Los Alamitos. If there's no carryover, which there isn't today, they will seed the pick 6 pot with 10 grand. So there's already $10,000 sitting in the pick 6 pool today at Los Alamitos. First post time is at 5 p.m. Now let's go out to the man of the hour, Jonathan Ardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Okay, I just want to humble you now. I just wanted to, you know, because people are just going crazy congratulating you on the chat box today. But remember, your 3 official picks yesterday ran off the board, but we already had the money.
No, no, we didn't run off the board. I had a third.
No, no.
I mean, actually, a whole set moved up to second.
Yes.
You're right. They didn't win.
They didn't win. So we didn't get... But we already had the money in the pocket from what you did at Churchill earlier in the day. So I'll give you that. Anyhow, we have a
You have quite a stable of handicappers here, and it would only be right for me to chime in once in a while. You got Jerry J, Linda, Rich Eng. All they do is give out winners. So.
Well, you're there. You know, I got it. I think I got the best stable of handicappers in racing. But that's just me.
You do?
Yeah, it's just me talking. Anyhow, everybody's congratulating you on the chat box, so you ought to feel glad about that. But now let's get started with that big pick 6 carryover at Churchill Downs. I'm assuming that pick 5. Did I say 6? Well, if we have 6,
yeah,
that's good enough too. Pick 5, late pick 5. It starts in the 5th race. There are only 9 races today. Starts in the 5th race, and The first post time is 10 a.m. So the pick five, the late pick five with the carryover in it, 11:57. And the track should be great. Should be fine today.
Yeah, the field size isn't as obviously as big as it was yesterday. Yesterday was claiming crown day. And believe it or not, I think Mike Maker got shut out. And that's like unheard of on claiming crown days, because over the last 10 years, he's been a major success on these days. Just didn't work out yesterday.
Yeah, he had anyway, he had eight entered in the eight races entered in the claiming crown, and he drew a goose egg. So, see, sometimes
it happens to everyone, you
that's
see.
That's right. It sure does. Handicappers, jockeys, and trainers. And hosts of TV shows. It doesn't matter.
No, it goes around.
All right, let's
anyway,
get
Ralph, the first one. Yeah, okay. The first leg is the fifth race today. It's a late pick five. It's the last five races. And I think number two, Kinsey Queen, certainly the horse to beat here. It's even a possible pick five single for me, Eric Asmussen, for his dad, Steve Asmussen.
All right, that's a mile for two-year-old filly maiden claimers. And in the fifth race, you like the two, Kinsey Queen. Kinsey Queen, you think is going to lay over these and win the opener in the late pick five. The sixth race is a claiming allowance, optional claiming allowance for two-year-olds at a mile and 16th. A field of seven. I don't have the late scratches yet, but a field of seven are set, have been entered to go. Uncle Jim is the 8-5 favorite, and Analog Jones is the close second choice at 2-1.
You have a late scratch in there of the one, Enter Dragon, Enter Dad, whatever. Enter the Dragon is out, the one horse. The Brad Cox horse in here, Uncle Jim, really looks just to be a possible pick five single. So, you know, no big prices. The four in there is 2-1. I think the six is much better than the four. I like Uncle Jim as a possible single.
All right. And if we were to take a notion just to be on the safe side, we can go too deep and maybe put the four in anyhow.
No, the four wouldn't be my second horse, to be honest with you. My second horse would probably be the seven, Magnitude, but I think I'm singling the six there, Uncle Jim.
Okay, but you see what I did there, folks? I drug another one out of them, buddy. Okay? Looking out for you, handicappers. All right, now we get to the seventh race. Another race for two-year-olds. This, a maiden race for fillies at 6 furlongs, a field of 11. 2-1 favorite there is Katana.
Katana is the favorite. Katana is a Brad Cox first time starter. There are stories all over the place there. The one, the Brendan Walsh, 2-year-old filly, supposed to be real good. I think Gaffleone is off today, so look for a rider change. The Brad Cox horse from the Judmont barn, is very good, Katana. And you must use the 9, Tick and Time Blonde. This horse at least has experience and she's run very well. So, for sure, 139, and, you know, depends how big a ticket you can make, but those are three horses that will be on my ticket, 1, 3, and 9.
1, 3, and 9 in the maiden race, in the seventh race for two-year-old fillies. All right, now we get to the eighth race on the card. This race is an optional claiming allowance race for three-year-olds and up at 6.5 furlongs. There's a field of 7. You can give me the late scratches if there are any in there. Kavad is 9-5 as the favorite. Close second choice. Well, the second choice is not that close, but it's Cyclone Mischief at 7-2. And I think that your official play for Churchill Downs might come in this race.
It does, Ralph. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Gold Luck, a 4-year-old colt from the Gennaro Garcia barn, Edgar Morales aboard to ride. Draw a line through his last race. He came off of Lasix that day. He was also coming back off of a short layoff. He reacted off of the race 2 starts back. Back on Lasix today, draws a good outside box. I like number 5, Gold Luck, to win today's 8th. You know, you can go as deep as you want, but I'm definitely using the 5 as another possible single.
And, of course, the Kavad, the 6 horse, the morning line favorite, does have Gaffleone named on him. We think very much that Gaffleone will not be riding today because he's sore, so we'll wait for a jockey change there in the 8th race. The 5 is your official pick on the show as well. Then we get to the money race. The 9th race on the card, a claiming race for 3-year-olds and up at 7 furlongs. 10 go to the post in this one. Lukewarm favorite at 5-2 is Gambler's Tale. And I can tell you that they carded this race, the last race. It looks like a wide-open affair to me.
It really is, and it got a little more wide open with the late scratch of the morning line favorite, the 9.
All right.
That horse is coming out. So this race is really open here. You got to go deep. You should certainly look for some price horses. The 2, Noble Gentleman, the 4, Quarry Men, and the 10, Artwell, are 3 horses you must use. 2, 4, 10. After that, you're basically on your own. But we laid it out for you as well as we can with a couple of possible singles along the way.
Well, it does look like this is a doable ticket for most people. It looks like an economical ticket. And don't forget, even if these horses and the favorites win, folks, you still have $250,000 plus of extra money there that's got to be distributed over what the pool would originally pay without it to the winning ticket. So even if you think that the pick 5 may be a $400 or $500 usual ticket, it may pay up to $700 and $800, maybe even $1,000 with the extra money being distributed.
And
you
can do it on a short ticket, Ralph. It doesn't take a big investment. You get together with a couple of friends, each put in $10 or $20. Believe me, you have a shot to hit it. And you're right, the field size isn't big, but remember, there will probably be over $1 million in the pool, probably close to $1.5 million.
Sure.
So you're playing with their money, so that's a big edge for players.
All right, and you know, we'll be happy to take whatever they're going to give us today in that at Churchill Downs. All right, well, we have official picks yet to come for Aqueduct and Belmont, so let's get to it.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct. Look at the 5th race today, a mile and an eighth on the turf. I'm sorry. I like the number 2 horse in here, Call Me Harry, an 8-year-old gelding from the Richard Dutrow barn. Irod Ortiz aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. He has the advantage of breaking from the inside on this in a turf course. That's a big edge. 9-2 on the morning line. This horse has run well here in the past. I like number 2, Call Me Harry, to win today's 5th race out at Aqueduct.
Let's make sure Harry gets to us in the winner's circle in the 5th race, number 2, Call Me Harry. Call Me Harry, the 2 horse in the 5th at Aqueduct with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard. And that is, of course, the anchor race in the early pick 5 and early pick 4 at Aqueduct. 5th race, the 2 horse. Let's finish it up at Del Mar.
First race today, 6 furlongs on the turf and 5 furlongs on the turf. I'm sorry. I like the number 6 horse in here, Long May She Reign. 4-year-old filly from the red-hot Mark Latbarn. Every horse this trainer sends out is firing. Ricardo Gonzalez aboard to ride 9-2 on the morning line. Number 6, Long May She Reign, wins today's opener out at Del Mar.
All right, first race at Del Mar, post time at 12:30 Pacific. In the first race on the turf at 5 furlongs, you like number 6, Long May She Reign. The 6 in the first race at Del Mar's Jonathan's pick. And remember, Jonathan has full sheets for Churchill, Aqueduct, and Del Mar right now at his website. And Jonathan, I want to thank you so much for going over those races both yesterday and today at Churchill. You did a yeoman's job. Take a couple of days off. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Ralph. I'll see you Wednesday. Stay safe and be well, everybody.
All right, you got it. Hey, we got more to come. Rich Eng is standing by. I think he's got an NFL pick for us, too, today. And, of course, John Lindo and Jerry J. So don't go away on this Sunday show. We'll be right back and keep chatting away.
Tunnel Stowers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like, for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere.
Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good Sunday morning to you, my man.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, Oregon won. They squeaked it out. It was a hard-fought win over Wisconsin. They didn't cover the number, but they're still perfect, and I guess they're still number one in the country.
Yeah, they're still number one because they're 11-0. They have one more game against Washington at home, and then they'll have the Big Ten championship game. But, yeah, I was tuning it in on and off, and I'll give my kudos to Wisconsin because the week before they got beat by Iowa 47-10, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure where that game came up yesterday, but they played the right balls out, and you know they gave Oregon all they could handle.
Yeah, and they had absolutely a chance to win it too, but they didn't. In any case, we got the money with your pick at Del Mar because that winner paid $7.60 Central Dispatch with Juan Hernandez aboard. And so we look to today, and I guess you have an NFL pick for us.
Oh, absolutely. My NFL picks have been a lot hotter lately than my college picks, but we had a nice winner on Thursday, a nice winner on Sunday with the NFL. Game today I'm going to use, Ralph, is a late game on Sunday. It's the Chargers over at SoFi hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. They're favored 1.5. I like the Chargers side. They've won 3 games in a row, Ralph. And, you know, you can just see how Jim Harbaugh's coaching is really taking effect. They are improving game by game by game, and especially in the running attack. Early in the season, they had trouble running the football. Yeah. They're running the ball much better now. And Cincinnati, that's their Achilles heel on defense. They have a tough time stopping running attack. So I expect the Chargers to run the football and try to control the time of possession. Let's go with the Chargers, -1.5 over Cincinnati.
Yet the odds makers, you know, when they do the point spreads, usually a home team should be installed at least a 3-point favorite, but here the home team is only 1.5, so they think that maybe Cincinnati will be competitive with them anyhow.
Well, you know, the thing about Cincinnati is every year they get off to a slow start and then they finish fast. Sometimes they sneak in the playoffs, sometimes they don't. So everybody's expecting the Bengals to get red hot. Burrow has been sensational, Ralph. The problem with the Bengals is not Joe Burrow, that's for sure. It's the defense hasn't been able to get enough stops on the other side.
Okay, let's parlay that winner yesterday to a winner today at Del Mar.
Yeah, that winner yesterday was kind of unusual, Ralph, when I handicapped the race and gave him out on the show. Mm-hmm. I thought he'd be lone speed. Of course, he breaks dead last, and he trails the field and circles the field to get up to win by a couple inches. But it's horse racing, man. Let's go to race 7 at Del Mar. It's a mile on the grass. I'm going to go with the rail horse, the 1 El Potente, with Kazushi Kimura picks up the mount from Hector Berrios. And I was trying to figure out if Hector Berrios went to another horse, and then I would, you know, eyeball that. But he's not riding in the race. So
he's not riding today. Yeah. He's got a one-day suspension, a Heisa suspension today.
Oh, thank you, Alfie. Appreciate that. Anyway, Dan Blacker goes to Kimura. Kimura's one of my favorite jockeys to bet. He tries so hard every time, mm-hmm. whether he's riding for first, second, third, fourth. Yep. He always rides to the wire. Let's go with the 1, El Potente, in the 7th.
All right, 7th race, number 1, El Potente, the 1 horse in the 7th race. Rich Eng's pick off of that winner yesterday. He has a full sheet of selections for all the races today at Del Mar right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. One of our chatters on the chat box here is wondering where we get all those young lady handicappers in football, and we've got one of the best here at the Sports by the Book that will be following our show today for the NFL at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So we've got one of the best, and Alex White, that's for sure, be right here. And we got pretty good male handicappers for the NFL as well. Thank you very much, Richie.
Yeah, you know, she has great pedigree. Her dad is Kenny White, who's a sensational sports handicapper.
Yeah, so I don't know about all the other lady handicappers on the air, but she is one of the best. She does her work, too. Thanks a lot, Richie, as well as you do. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Or we'll talk to you on Wednesday, I should say. Maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow off air, but I'll talk to you on Wednesday on air.
Thanks, John. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're rolling along. We got John and Jerry yet to wrap up this Sunday show, so don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on race day, and it's time to go out to Southern California, where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. I'm glad that you pointed out that there was only one West Coast horse that made it to the claiming crown, and that was Jeff Mullins' horse, and that was a winner, winning the Glass Slipper out there at Churchill Downs, and was bet down to the favorite, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of late scratches in that race, unfortunately. So the price went down, but she's gotten good since she got out here. So congratulations to Jeff, and we did get a little representation from Southern California out there.
John, I understand that you're going to do a seminar today down there at Del Mar.
Yeah, you know, we do a seminar on track and on the satellite feed. I'm doing the one on track with Dan Smith, a longtime publicity man at Del Mar. I'll be down there right in the I guess right down at the base before the escalators come upstairs at 11:30. So if you want to, if you're out in Del Mar, come by and say hi.
Yes, do that. That's for sure. And of course, if you want to see what John Lindo likes here in Las Vegas, only one place you can do it, here at the South Point. The Lindo Report is available here free of charge. Picks in every race, a suggested late pick for all the goody information, a complete Lindo Report available each and every racing day that John Lindo produces one, as is today, and it's available only one place in this gaming capital of Las Vegas, Nevada. It's here at the South Point in the race book here, and it's free of charge to you because they love horse players. All right, John, Yachtin Pete Pafford yesterday.
Well, you know, I guess the protege beat the mentor yesterday, longtime assistant. And she made the lead, which I didn't think she would do over Tis the Law. And she just galloped him to death out there in the front end. The last eighth of a mile was slow, but there was nobody coming. So that she got paid. And the other filly, Tenma, who scratched, will wait for the Starlet at Los Al December 7th.
Okay. And that was, of course, Practical Dream going right to the lead and taking it to him yesterday. The Bob Hope, more Baffert?
Probably. Well, again, you have Yachtin trying to beat him again. Yachtin's got Mackenzie Street in there, and Bob Baffert's got a couple horses. I think Mackenzie Street might be the one to beat. Ran second to Gaming in the Del Mar Futurity at the same distance. Been waiting for this one-turn race. I think he's going to fire today.
All right, John, let's get a winner off of the Lindo Report for today.
Let's go to race number four. This is a maiden race without a lot of early speed. And number seven, My Lovely Lydia, a first-time starter for trainer Tim Yachtin, has shown speed in the morning. It held her own with an older winner last time in the morning. That was a good sign. If she breaks, I think she makes the lead in here. And Yachtin's been sneaky good with first-time starters all year long. So 8-1 on the program. Number 7, My Lovely Lydia, race number 4 at Del Mar.
All right, fourth race, the 7, My Lovely Lydia. I hope Lydia is lovely to us and gets in the winner's circle there. The 7 and the fourth race, John Linda's pick off the Linda Report. Get the rest of that Linda Report right now free of charge here at the South Point Racebook. Thanks a lot, John. Go to work.
All right, sir. Good luck today.
All right, you got it. Now we're going to go to Mr. Jerry Jackowitz standing by with his Raiders cap on today.
All the way.
Okay. All right.
All the way with the Raiders.
All right. Good morning, my man. Okay. We had a nice winner in the first race yesterday at Del Mar with your horse, and you racked up the exacta, the trifecta, and the superfecta in that opener.
Yeah, it was sort of like once you got the winner, pretty much had a good chance at racking.
Yeah,
up.
the others rattled home right behind him. No sweat right there. That worked out nicely. It did. All right, let's go to Aqueduct, see what we can do there.
Let's go to the ninth race, Ralph. We have Joker on Fire, the 3 horse from Bruce Levine, coming back with blinkers on today. And, you know, he just rates out a lot better than these. And to me, he's like a 4-5 type shot, whatever, 3-2 is probably the price I'm looking for. But he's probably worth 4-5. And
okay,
just faster than these. And I don't think there's that much to think about. It's just one of those, he's faster than these. Let's take him. That's the 3 horse in the ninth race.
Okay.
And play the 3 over the 2, 4, 5, and 7. I'm just playing the reverses just to break even or even lose a little bit. I want to keep most of the money in the win position.
All right, so the 3, Joker on Fire, could be the odds-on favorite there, but you think it's worth the bet because it's just faster than everybody else. The 2 horse that you have at Link Up is 6-1 on the morning line. The 4 is 30-1 on the morning line. The 5 is 15-1 on the morning line. And the 7 is 7-2, so we can rattle some of those long shots underneath behind him. We can turn chicken feathers into chicken soup, maybe with an exacta or a trifecta in the race. Yeah, your key is the 3 horse over 2, 4, 5, and 7. In the last, the ninth at Aqueduct. Now let's go to Del Mar.
By the way, that's the best tasting soup.
What's that?
Chicken feathers into chicken soup. Let's go to the 7th
okay,
today.
Okay, you Del got Mar. It.
Number 5, Paxawalop. Jeff Mullins coming off a layoff. Again, this is in the idea of short-priced overlays. This horse is 8-1. You know, we've been in a series of short price overlays. This horse is a really nice value coming off the layoff and has a lot of ability and rates out better than the, in my world, rates out better than everybody else. So I like the 5, but it's a good win place bet. Packs a wallop in the 7. 5 with the 1-4-7-8, reverse 1-4-7-8 back over the 5. But the 5, packs a wallop. I'm sorry, I forgot to send the plays in for her to for Ann to put up on the my bed. I was just
well, that's okay. Ann's not working this morning anyhow. But I'll repeat it again. In the 7th race today at Del Mar, number 5 packs a wallop. The 5 in the 7th race, the link ups are numbers 1, 4, 7, and 8. 5 over 1, 4, 7, 8 and reverse. That in the 7th race today at Del Mar, and I'm pretty sure everybody got that. And by the way, in that race, Rich Ang came earlier with a pick in that race. So you gave me a Sirocco Exacta box to wrap up this week on the race day shows. He likes the 1 in the race. So I'm going to do the Exacta box 1551. That's the Sirocco Exacta box play, but yours is the 5. And I see you have the 1 included anyhow.
Right.
So we got that covered.
No.
All right. Well,
that's it.
Since you're a man of many words this morning, I will just say that the Jerry J's Power Pages for all the Del Mar and all Aqueduct are available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. I just want to tell everybody about that. As we wrap up this week of race day shows, I want to remind everybody out there, we'll be off on Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back, God willing, in the Creek Don't Rise on Wednesday morning at our usual start time at 7 a.m. I want to remind everybody out there as well who are watching us on the YouTube feed, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, that at 9 o'clock this morning, just about an hour from now, at 9 o'clock in this morning, Jeff and Alex will be back on Sports by the Book to cover the entire NFL card today. So just keep it right there, folks, because they do a great job with Sports by the Book. And with that, We will end this race day show by wishing everybody a pleasant Sunday. And Jerry's got one more thing to say. You know that, so he's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.